Canto 11, Chapter 24. Analytic Knowledge, Sankhya Summarized. The Supreme Lord said, I shall now discuss with you the analytic knowledge as established by the classical authorities. Knowing this, a person can immediately give up the bewilderment based upon the material duality. In the first age of dutifulness, Krita, in the beginning when there were only persons expert in spiritual discrimination, as also before that time during the period of annihilation, the knower was simply one and the same as the universe known. That one great undifferentiated truth, inaccessible to speech and mind, Brahman, turned into the two forms of material nature on the one hand, and the enjoyment of the enjoyer of that result on the other hand. One essential half, material nature, Prakriti, is she, the mother, who is of a dualistic nature, while he, the other entity, the knower, is called the Purusha, the enjoying person or male principle. By my agitation of the elementary nature in the form of time, of Kala, the modes of tamas, rajas and sattva, the gunas, have manifested in order to fulfill the desires of the living entity. From them the thread, the activating principle of the sutra, arose together with the principle of intelligence, mahat. From the transformation of mahat came about the false ego, the ahankara, of the purusha who identifies with the object of perception, that is the cause of bewilderment. That eye-awareness is thus of the three guna categories and accordingly makes with clarity, emotion and ignorance alternately use of the sense objects tanmatra, the senses, indriyas, and the mind, manas. Thus it, the identified self, constitutes the cause of understanding and not understanding, the so-called conscious and unconscious. The darkness of the false ego gave rise to the subtle sensations or perceptions of gross matter. Its emotion awakened the senses, and the clarity of the identified self called for the 11 gods. Because all the elements combined to function under my influence, they brought about the egg of the universe that serves as my supreme residence. I appeared as Narayana in the egg that was situated in the water of the causal ocean, and from my navel a lotus arose that is known as the universe. On that lotus, the self-born one found his existence, Brahma. He, the soul of the universe endowed with passion, created from his penance by my mercy the three different worlds called earth, the atmosphere or ether, and heaven, Bhuva and Svaha, as also its rulers. Heaven became the residence of the demigods, the atmosphere, the home of the ghostly spirits. The earthly places offered the humans and other living beings shelter, and the place beyond these three is there for the siddhas, the souls of perfection, siddha loka. The places of the underworld were by the master created as the residence for all asuras, unenlightened souls or demons, and those perfect in their ego, the snakes, the nagas. All the destinations of the three worlds thus owe their existence to the fruitful activities proper to the modes. By penance, yoga, and by forsaking in sannyas, one is of the spotless destinations of mahar, jhanas, tapas, and satya, but my destination, Vaikuntha, is reached by performing devotional service. As arranged by me, the supporter, the soul, the energy of time, one rises up from or drowns in the mighty stream of the modes of this world, in which one is bound to performing fruitive labor. Whatever the small, the big, the thin, and the massive of manifestation is all brought about by the combination of material nature and its enjoyer. That what constitutes the cause of something, common matters like things of gold and things of clay, is there in the beginning, during the life as also in the end of that what was produced and is subject to transformation, and is thus illusory as for its form. Something that serves as a previous ingredient of a thing that, as something different, constitutes a change of form of that ingredient, is called the true of something, provided it is present from the beginning to the end. Material nature, prakriti, the foundation of which is constituted by the causal transformed ingredient of the Supreme Person, the Purusha, together with that what is the agitating agent, knowing time, kala, makes up the threefold of the absolute truth, Brahman, that I am. For as long as I look after it or cast my glance, the grand creation will perpetually, for the sake of the variegation of its qualities, generation after generation, continue to exist until its dissolution. When the form of the universe that is pervaded by me has manifested the planetary variety of its time periods of creation, maintenance and decay, this variety, with its different worlds, losing its synergy, arrives at a dissolution into its five composing gross elements. The mortal frame, at the time of annihilation, will merge with the food with the grains with the earth, and the earth with the fragrance. Fragrance becomes merged with the water with its quality of taste, the taste with the fire, and the fire with the form. Form merges with air, air merges with touch, and touch merges thereupon with the ether. Ether merges with the subtle object of sound, and the senses of sound, etc., become merged with their sources, the gods of the sun and moon, etc. The sources, my dear Uddhava, merge with the mind of the ego of goodness, the controller of the sound, that dissolves in the original state of the elements, the ego of slowness. This all-powerful, primal, elementary nature then merges with the cosmic intelligence, Mahat. That greater principle dissolves in its own basic qualities, and they in their turn merge with their ultimate abode, the unmanifest state of nature that merges with the infallible time. Time merges with the individuality, the jiva of the Supreme in command of the illusory potency, and that individuality merges with me, the Supreme Self unborn, Atma, who, characterized by creation and annihilation, is perfectly established in himself and remains alone. Just as with the darkness when the sun rises in the sky, how can the bewilderment of the dual mind remain in the heart of the one who seriously studies this? This is what I, the supervisor of the spiritual and material world, had to say concerning this Sankhya instruction of analysis that breaks through the bondage of doubts of the people who both go along with and go against nature.